Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
As we commemorate St. Mark the Evangelist on this day, having been transferred from last week, let us listen to a portion of a treatise against heresies by our father among the saints, Irenaeus. The Church, which is spread everywhere, even to the ends of the earth, received the faith from the apostles and their disciples. By faith we believe in one God, the Almighty Father, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that therein is. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became man for our salvation. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who through the prophets foretold God's plan, the coming of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, his birth from the Virgin, his passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven, and his final coming from heaven in the glory of his Father, to recapitulate all things and to raise all men from the dead, so that by the decree of his invisible Father he may make a just judgment in all things, and so that every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth to Jesus Christ our Lord and our God, our Savior and our King, and every tongue confess him. The Church, spread throughout the whole world, received this preaching and this faith, and now preserves it carefully, dwelling as it were in one house. Having one soul and one heart, the Church holds this faith, preaches and teaches it consistently as through a single voice. For though there are different languages, there is but one tradition. The faith and the tradition of the churches founded in Germany are no different from those founded among the Spanish and the Celts, in the East, in Egypt, in Libya, and elsewhere in the Mediterranean world. Just as God's creature, the Son, is one and the same the world over, so also does the Church's preaching shine everywhere to enlighten all men who want to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, of those who speak with authority in the churches, no preacher, however forceful, will utter anything different, for no one is above the Master, nor will a less forceful preacher diminish what has been handed down. Since our faith everywhere is the same, no one who can say more augments it, nor can anyone who says less diminish it.